Well, we have lots of good news to share with you on this edition of Mondays with Mike. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And on this first Monday of the month, Wisconsin Public Radio's director, Mike Crane, stops in to talk with you about what's new at WPR and to answer your questions. Do you have any questions or suggestions for us? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us on Twitter at Joy Cardine Show. Mike Crane is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and he is in the studio, ready to talk with you. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Hey, it was a really fun weekend this weekend for me and a number of Wisconsin Public Radio staff members. It was the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Awards Banquet on Saturday night. And I am very pleased and proud to say that the Joy Cardine Show won second place for the best news talk radio show in the state. That's quite an honor, and I'm very, very, very grateful for that award.
I saw that little hitch in your throat there when it's like, second place, but actually, it is a tremendous honor to come from our peers throughout broadcasting to earn a whole bunch of awards. I'm sure you had many occasions with your colleagues there to be carrying something back.
Right,
to the
Mike.
Table.
Mike Arnold, our program director, our associate director, was there, and he walked out with a big box and then some. And he didn't drop any, thank goodness. But Wisconsin Public Radio's news department and also took home a boatload of awards. So award-winning programming. It was a very nice weekend. But that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, this is the award season within broadcasting and media, and it's been really gratifying because it's really just recognition for the work that we're trying to do for the public, and recognition whether it's for the Wisconsin Life series that's featured here on Friday mornings and also on our News and Classical Network, or for the reporting that we did surrounding the tragedy of the Sikh bombing that we had a while ago.
Election coverage as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what it speaks to is that we have just an incredibly dedicated crew of people who are supported by our listeners to do remarkable work, and we're thrilled to hear that. And one award that I also want to highlight, because it's the Lifetime Achievement Awards in some ways are the most remarkable for me because they speak to something very special. And at a later event from the same group, the Wisconsin Broadcasters, that you attended on Saturday, Carl Schmidt will be honored with entry into the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. And Carl Schmidt, for those of you who don't just right away know the name, he's one of the truly golden-throated voices that you hear nowadays on Chapter a Day. He's actually one of my predecessors as the head of WPR and has a career spanning about 70 years at
WHA. Amazing. 72 to be exact. That is just amazing. So, yeah, congratulations, Carl Schmidt. It's about time. He is going to be inducted into the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, and no one more deserving than Carl Schmidt.
And we had a fun little opportunity here to celebrate not only Carl, but all things considered, was 42 on Friday, and because he was in town to say some good words about Carl, we got to visit with not only Jack Mitchell, who was the first producer of All Things Considered and worked with this guy, but Bill Simmering, who was the first program director at NPR and pretty much invented what we now think of as NPR with, obviously with help, but he put it to words in a mission statement that many still look to as speaking to our desire to serve a diversity of voices and viewpoints and so on. So it was a really neat little celebration.
Yeah, and that cake was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
If you want to see a picture of Jack Mitchell and Bill Simmering and Mike Crane, you can go to the Wisconsin Public Radio Facebook page, or I also put it on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So you can post a question or comment there as well. John Munson, who you hear during At Issue in the afternoons and used to hear filling in for me here in the mornings, also is going to be receiving a very nice award from the UW-Superior.
That's right. It's the Distinguished Creativity Performance Award. And anybody that lives in the Superior area and is a fan of WPR probably knows John's name, and perhaps in addition to hearing him on At Issue, they've seen him perform at Big Top, or he does a really wonderful performance for Christmas time of A Christmas Carol, where he does a reading of it in character as if he's Charles Dickens, and so many more. He's been in this wonderful radio play recently, and just adds to the creative output of WPR in a way by being engaged on his own in many things. And so he was honored by UW-Superior for that.
Well, I guess we can finish up patting ourselves on the back, Mike. But actually, this is what we do. We are doing this for listeners. And the fact that we're being recognized by different groups for being award-winning, I think
that's right. And I want to, before you go away from that, I want to say that we happen to have won some statewide awards in this particular case, but we also find ourselves earning awards in different localities for different size stations. We saw our friends at WGTD, which is a WPR affiliate station, win some awards at the event on Saturday. And we have a special coming up for Memorial Day that is from our award-winning program, Forever Ace, the Richard Bong story. We've had a chance to air that before, but we're going to have it come back again because it was nationally recognized as a documentary of great quality by our own Mike Simonson. And just, we really could spend the next 15 minutes listing all of our colleagues, but I'm just tremendously grateful for the work that you all do, and it's nice to be on the radio to say that to you.
Yeah, that's... It is nice. And by just to repeat that, Forever Ace, the Richard Bong story, will be on Memorial Day from 9 until 11 in place of the Kathleen Dunn Show. So you can hear that award-winning documentary on Memorial Day. I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Crane. This is another edition, the May edition of Mondays with Mike. Mike stops in once a month to share some news with you about Wisconsin Public Radio, and he also welcomes your questions and your feedback at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So other news, Mike, big staff changes and additions and programs that are in development. I hardly know where to start. Let me start with this show because I want to welcome Robin Cherry, who is right now answering the phones during this show. She is our new producer-director. She'll be screening calls. She'll be producing programs. And you'll probably also hear her filling in for this show and other shows on the Ideas Network. She comes to us with a wealth of experience from the Milwaukee radio market, and we are very thrilled to have Robin on this show. She replaces Amanda Magnus, who stays with Wisconsin Public Radio, but my former producer-director is moving on to a new show that's going to be on in the afternoons on Wisconsin Public Radio. And I'm very, very happy for her and excited about this new program. So why don't you tell us a little bit about
Sure.
this new program?
Well, the working title, I really doubt this will be the title of the show once it's really selected. We haven't gone through that process yet. But internally, we've started to call it the Ron and Ronnie Show, or Rob and Ronnie Show, because it's Rob Ferret, who many of you are familiar with as a substitute host here on the Ideas Network, and Veronica Rickert, Ronnie. And she's, of course,
cute,
a regular host. And I highly doubt that has the level of seriousness about it for us to really call it that. But we're really excited that the two of them are working together now. They've just recently re-offered, if you will, so that they're working together daily on the plans for this new afternoon show. And we've added several staff people to that. And as you mentioned, Amanda's moving to that. And Tentatively, we plan to launch the new show on the first Monday in July. So that's still to be finally determined, but we're feeling really good about the team that's in place. And one of the things that I've had a chance to do, we've mentioned this at the listener dinners that I've been attending, and there are more coming over the course of the next few weeks. But at the listener dinners, I've mentioned that we're doing this new show. And what I've said is that it is a new show. It'll be a new schedule on the Ideas Network that's influenced by the fact that Talk of the Nation is going away as well, but that it'll still be the Ideas Network, that we really have something here that is magical and unique in the Ideas Network. I know I've said this on this show before, so I'm sorry for repeating myself, but it always amazes me. You know, people throw around the word unique all the time. That's really unique, and it isn't unique, but this is, it's truly unique. My counterparts at radio stations around the country will say, oh, so you have Morning Edition and then some talk show. No, no, no. We have a full schedule of talk shows. Joy gets here for the start of her show at 6 in the morning, and we keep going for almost the whole day with just a few other programs like Talk of the Nation at the moment. And they're amazed. And as listeners tell us all the time, it's in some of the comments that we have from our listener logs, this is amazing. What a resource for the state that people are making possible with their contributions and with the support over so many years.
Yeah, it really is something, and it's an honor to be working as a part of this service. I also wanted to mention some of our other staffing changes. Cynthia Schuster, who has been a producer director on The Joy Cardine Show, too, is bailing. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing. She is. She has recently been hired in the position that Rob Ferret had, which was fill-in host producer. And so Cynthia will be doing a lot more on-air work and producing for other shows as well. And I'm sure you'll hear her on this show in the not-too-distant future. So congratulations to Cynthia. She's right now working with new producer-director Robin Cherry. And she's going to be replaced by Christy Taylor, who used to be an intern on this program. So now she's been working as a science writer and a freelance reporter, and she's now coming back to radio producing, and she'll be helping to produce and direct the Joy Cardine Show as well. And Bill Martins, thanks, Bill. Bill stays put. My rock stays stays here. But we also have a new intern starting on this show just in a couple of weeks. This is our summer intern, Justin Williams, will be starting, and so we're going to have lots of new people, lots of help putting together great programs for our listeners.
Yeah, we've really only touched the surface. There are about six other people we could name. It's a very exciting time here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Daunting, too, because of making new things. You know, it isn't that often that you get a chance to really create a new radio program and of the scale and importance that our new afternoon show will be. But we're really looking forward to it and to listener input, because we know that it will be Ideas Network from day one. It'll have great people working on it, and your feedback is going to help us to continue to improve it and make it right over time, because you share your opinions avidly and thoroughly, and that really, it helps to make public broadcasting what it is.
I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Crane, and we are talking about all things Wisconsin Public Radio. If you have a question about what you hear or don't hear, or maybe about this new afternoon program that is in development, maybe you have a suggestion for a name. That'll be fun. You have a name for the show that's going to be hosted by Rob Ferret and Veronica Rickert. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you'll stay tuned. Coming up, it's all things political. After 9 o'clock, Kathleen Dunn will be talking with the senior Washington editor for NPR News about the week's top political stories. That's coming up in our next hour. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Mike Crane. the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. And if you have a question or some feedback for Mike about Wisconsin Public Radio, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You know, Mike, I wanted to also talk to you about One Day Wednesday. Last Wednesday, the 1st of May, we tried to raise a whole pledge drive's worth of listener contributions in just one day. Did we do that?
I'd say we did, yes. Mm-hmm. It was actually a really thrilling day. Now, our spring fund drive is a smaller fund drive than the fall one. I don't think we could squeeze the fall one into a single day. And you'll see when I do the numbers, as they say on Marketplace. So we received about 1,900 pledges, including 217 new members. Thank you very much. And it raised $220,000, and we had hoped to raise about $200,000. So we really met the goal this time, and that was really wonderful. But the goal for a typical drive in the fall will be 800, 900, even a million, depending on all the factors that we figure out for what we're raising from the mail and from all of the sustainers that are signing up and so on. But the fall drive, I don't think we could squeeze that much into one single day, but we sure were able to do it for this day. And a lot of really great feedback. I think people get that it's a great idea to have the shortest pledge drives possible, because as much fun as we have, and we really do have fun here inside the radio doing pledge drives, we know that it's not exactly what you tune in for, most of you. Some of you, maybe you love the pledge drive, and thank you for that. But most of all, you love to have the regular programs, I think.
I think so, too. And so do we. But we let's go to Bill in Lancaster now. Hi, Bill.
Hi. I just called to say that I'm really sad to see Talk of the Nation go away. And one of my favorite segments was the Political Junkie.
Yes.
And I'm really hoping that this new program will have a Political Junkie segment. And if we're really fantastically lucky, maybe we can even get Ken Rudin.
Certainly Ken has shown up once in a while with our shows, so I wouldn't be surprised if we ask him. Whether regularly or once in a while, at least. I don't really know what Ken's plans are after this show. He may also have some other gig lined up himself. So we'll want to find that out, because I agree with you. It's a great segment.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bill. Yeah, we did talk about this the last time you were on, Mike, but for those listeners who may not have been listening along, NPR announced it is going to discontinue producing Talk of the Nation.
That's right.
And so starting, July 1st or so?
Yeah, the last show will be the last Friday in June of Talk of the Nation. And by then, we have to figure out what our new schedule is. And we've just keep discussing options. There are a number of different possibilities. None of them happen to be a live talk show at 1 o'clock Central Time, though. So it means that we'll have to figure out something that's not an exact replacement for it in terms of the format and so on.
Yeah. So in any case, though, perhaps a Political Junkie segment, maybe Ken Rudin on Rob and Veronica's afternoon show.
Yeah. They certainly are collecting ideas. And like the Ideas Network, the new show is meant to have all kinds of topics, and politics certainly needs to be one of them. And that could be state politics, national, international. I think in this pairing of hosts and also in the other producers that are going to be kind of in the constellation of the show, if you will, you'll have all kinds of curiosity and interest in different topics. And I agree. Probably one of the features I most often happen to catch on Talk of the Nation is the Political Junkie segment. So I will miss it.
Yeah. And so Rob and Veronica's show, again, we talked briefly about this on past shows, but for those who might just be joining us for the first time, this is going to be not necessarily one guest for a full hour of call-in. It's going to be a little different than that.
Yeah. The question that is sort of the organizing principle for this show, which actually started out as something we were thinking of for shorter, like an hour. We've expanded the idea to have it cover our afternoons. But the idea is, if we invented the Ideas Network today, What would it sound like? And so one of the things we think is going to be right, and we'll certainly tell as we test it out, is that changing topics a little bit more often is going to be a part of it. There'll still be call-ins. There'll also be call-outs, meaning that sometimes the only way to get a guest is to call them at a different time and then have the recording available for the show that's broadcast. And so we may do a little bit of that as well. And we also think that by having a little bit more changeover, that we'll get guests that can't spend an hour but can spend 20 minutes with us and really get something illuminating on the air. So a little bit different, although, Joy, I remember a comment that you had made when we first talked about this, and you said, if I remember the quote, "That sounds a lot like Clark Cardine and Company."
Yeah, that's right. We did start that 20 years ago when Tom Clark and I were, for a short time, co-hosting the New Ideas Network early morning show. And we did do shorter segments. And then it eventually developed into slightly longer segments. However, what's old is new again.
That's right. That's part of what I think is funny. And I think there certainly are some differences now, like we have the internet available to us. So that changes the nature of how we interact in some ways and so on. And so we'll see. But it was fascinating to discover that it was a forward into the past, at least in that one sense.
Right. Yeah. But I'm looking forward to hearing the show. And now this means that At Issue with John Munson, as we currently know it, is not going to be there July 1st.
That's right. And John, his day job, if you will, has really become At Issue for much of his day these days. But he's actually our Northwest Regional Manager, and that's a pretty time-consuming job, too. He's had some help to try to cover things, but at some point we do want him to return to that as his primary duty. He'll still be a substitute. He's just, as everybody knows, he's a great broadcaster.
Wonderful.
And so we'll expect to continue to hear him. It may be that some of the segments that come from At Issue may be part of the new show, too. I don't know. I think that's kind of an intriguing idea as well.
And our next caller is John in Green Bay. Hello, John.
Hello. My favorite program on Wisconsin Public Radio and NPR is Science Friday, which I believe is still going to be carried by NPR. Will Wisconsin Public Radio still carry that on Friday?
You know, I don't have a 100% answer, but I think that we want to. One of the things that I'm hearing, John, is that they recognize that stations may want to choose a 5-day strip of programs at that time. And so I think there's some talk of making the name a little bit different so stations could pick it up as a Saturday or Sunday program as well. But not unlike the rest of Talk of the Nation, that's a very popular segment. So it's high on our list to figure that one out.
So in other words, the Science Friday edition may still be available, but it may not be called Science Friday, so a station could put it somewhere else.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly right. And no details on that yet. I would say that it's fair to say that the Talk of the Nation decision caught an awful lot of us, including the folks probably at Science Friday, by surprise. John, you may know this, but what some people don't know is that Science Friday is produced by a separate company, and that it has Ira Flatow, who has all of this background with NPR. It's distributed by NPR, but his own company produces it. So that's one of the reasons it doesn't have to go away when the production with Neil Conan goes away.
All right. Thank you very much, John.
Thanks, John.
I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Crane. Mike is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and once a month, usually the first Monday of each month, Mike stops in to talk with you about Wisconsin Public Radio. If you have some feedback for us or if you have a question for Mike, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Talking about this new program that is in development for the afternoons on the Ideas Network. But Mike, you know, there is also some plans in place to put some more programs or different programs on the weekend on the Ideas Network. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we're looking at a couple of different programs that people have been asking for or that we thought might be kind of interesting. And the TED Radio Hour is on that list. Some people may be familiar with TED because it's a sort of an internet phenomenon. TED, Ideas Worth Spreading. And, mm-hmm. The one way I think of it is if you took the classic, sometimes not so good PowerPoint presentation that many people in business have suffered through and instead made it something really awesome. With incredible imagery and the best possible speaker and that sort of thing. And the TED Radio Hour is a program that has aspects of that, but in a radio context. So obviously no PowerPoint unless it's in your head. So they're looking for things that will kind of jump through the speaker on your radio and interest you in that way.
And I know there are at least plans to fulfill some listener requests that On Your Money with Kevin McKinley, which you hear every Tuesday on this show. In fact, you will hear it tomorrow between 8 and 9, may indeed be repeated at some point on the weekends to give listeners another opportunity to hear his financial advice and information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the question of what to repeat and not to repeat is always a puzzle for us. That segment is so incredibly popular that feels like something that a lot of people that maybe only listen on the weekends or have more time to listen attentively on the weekends would like to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Any other programs? I think there was America's Test Kitchen, a cooking show might be tested on the weekends.
that's right, and people might be familiar with the public television program of the same name. This is a radio version, so. There's some differences in the aspects of it, but I think the thing that I'm most interested in with their approach, Chris, and I'm forgetting Chris's last
Kimball.
Name.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Kimball, the host. His approach is so practical. I mean, they use science and so on to mm-hmm. understand it, but it's trying to demystify how you can make healthy meals and enjoyable meals, which I think is a big deal. And I think that in this day and age where, as wonderful as restaurants are, and boy, do we have some wonderful ones here in Wisconsin, we know that healthful eating needs to include making food at home as well. And so it will be great to hear their insights on that and have fun as well. And as serious a guy as Chris might seem when you just take a look at him, he also has a lot of fun with cooking. No schedule determined yet. We know we want to add those shows, and we'll move some things around to make sure we can do that.
So if you have a suggestion of a show that you might want to hear on the weekend, you can also call in with that at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Let's share this listener comment from our listener logs. When people call or email us, we do certainly record all of that information, and we'll share some of that during this episode of Mondays with Mike. And here's a listener who says, I just went to turn on my favorite show, and you're carrying breaking news on the manhunt for the Boston bomber. You can turn on any TV channel to get this. I'm very disappointed. So what's the philosophy with breaking news and Wisconsin Public Radio, Mike?
I would say that there is an awful lot of breaking news that we just wouldn't be likely to cover, but that was a really interesting week, and I don't even know if now is long enough away to fully assess, what happened, because this listener is asking in a way with that comment, I think we should kind of try to pull it out. And what I'd say is that we had the advantage and or disadvantage of having live radio programs on the air at the time that the manhunt was heating up. And that happened twice on that Friday. There was some activity in the morning, and then things seemed to as the city of Boston was in that bizarre lockdown. Things seemed to just sort of settle in for what seemed like a long haul. Then you'll remember there was a point where they said the lockdown is over, and suddenly everything seemed to be happening again. And I would say that my assessment, because I happened to be in the car listening to coverage all over the radio, it really focused, of course, on our coverage, is that under tremendous pressure to make decisions about what to cover, that I believe that it was a pretty good job that was done by the folks at On Point,
mm-hmm.
and also at All Things Considered. So we were on the Ideas Network. I know that John was updating things during At Issue as we learned them just from the news. And then we had that On Point special that was on in the early evening here on the Ideas Network. At the same time, All Things Considered was often covering the manhunt live. And one of the things that I will disagree with the writer about is that you can tune to any TV and get it. Because one of the things that was distinctively true of both what All Things Considered and what On Point were doing is that they weren't just jumping on the very latest information without trying to corroborate it. They were very cautious in saying, this is what we know, this is what we think we know, that sort of thing. And I valued that restraint as a listener, and I think that's the right thing. Now, that said, I think that would be extremely rare in the opportunity even to cover something like that was happening very suddenly. What I can't say for sure, with still feeling very close to that very upsetting situation, is I don't know whether 5 years from now we will see this as like covering 9/11 or like covering the O.J. Simpson car chase thing. I feel like we're much too close to it to say for sure how we will assess it. How will history assess the broadcast coverage?
Mike Crane is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, here for the May edition of Mondays with Mike. And our next caller is Monica in Greenfield. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for taking my call. Sadly, today I am calling because I was disappointed with two segments that I heard on Q. The first one was about, I think, either an editor of a newspaper or a blogger was interviewed about his opinion that the case of hazing in one of the universities wasn't a big deal at all. And throughout the segment, I kept on thinking, what expertise does this person have for us to be listening to his opinion? I mean, I know that we all have the right to speak, but when it is in National Public Radio, it would be nice to know that this person has an expertise that relates to that incident, especially when they were talking about it's okay that one of the ladies was spanked in the buttocks because that's part of the initiation rite or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
I also was surprised with a segment very recent of a person who grew up that his parents own a strip joint and how strippers used to be his babysitters and things like that. And I have young, you know, an 11 and a 13-year-old that I think are old enough to listen to National Public Radio. And I want them to be exposed to some of the very important issues that I expressed there. And I have had to turn away from National Public Radio when Q is on because I think that that's a little bit extreme.
Monica, thanks very much for the call. Aside from those two things, do you like that show or not?
I struggle a little bit with it. I don't like it as much as I like some of the other programming. I really like, and I know that it is a hard job to try to find things from another country that match our interests and our needs in this country. I don't particularly care for it, but those were the stronger points that I have faced.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you,
comments, Mike?
Well, sure. One thought that we wrestle with all the time, you do this every single day, is what are the credentials of the guest who's speaking? And And will they be appropriate for the topic? And I didn't happen to hear that particular segment, so I can't speak to it in an exact way. But in a general sense, I know that that's something that we try to be very attentive to, and that in general, we try to get experts on simply because anybody has an opinion. But the question, which I think is in Monica's mind in a way, is isn't an informed opinion? Mm-hmm. And so that is something that you run the risk when you're broadcasting any show that's not your own, that you don't entirely know what their process is. And I have a great deal of trust in the CBC overall, but maybe they missed the mark in that case. And then, Monica, we certainly respect and expect that you will turn off the radio when there's something that you don't think is right for the kids or right for yourself, as it may be. And I'm not sure about the appropriateness of that particular topic, again, not having heard that particular episode. But please do turn off the radio. It may seem strange because, of course, we're broadcasters. We want you to have it on 24/7. Mm-hmm. But in fact, we understand that just as you might turn off the radio or change to another channel, heaven forbid, when there's a topic that doesn't interest you, that there might be when there's a topic that doesn't make sense for you. More broadly, I think that we do have a duty as holders of a license to broadcast stuff that's appropriate and meets community standards. So it's possible we missed the mark on that one.
Yeah, and as for the future of Q on Wisconsin Public Radio, Mike, do we know?
I think it will still be around even with the new show in the afternoon, but we might be moving it. And we really haven't figured that all out quite yet. Suggestions very welcome, of course. And the easiest way is just to email us at listener@wpr.org, and that'll get passed on to the appropriate folks. But you can certainly call in on this opportunity as well.
Peg in Rice Lake is with us. Hi, Peg.
Hi there. Please don't ever get rid of Science Friday. I wait all week for that show, and I wish you had more science-oriented things because the world is changing so fast, and there are new things happening that we know nothing about. So all the science you can add, I think, is a plus. And one more thing, I don't like Q.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Peg, for those comments. One thing that is a good suggestion for listening, Peg may know about this, is on Sundays at 4, we have the University of the Air, which often covers science topics. And I agree in the general sentiment that science is extremely important. It's covered a lot on our news programs, including the science that happens here. And we've been sponsors for a couple of years of the still growing Wisconsin Science Festival. We've done a couple of live events there the last couple of Septembers, and we will do so again this year as it continues to grow. And the vision for it is that we'll become a statewide science festival. So we know our listeners are interested in science, and we want to reflect that interest. Thanks, Peg.
Yeah, thanks very much, Peg, for the call. So how's that new station doing, the Rhinelander Eagle River Station, Mike?
It's on the air.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a couple of reports of people listening and very appreciative, but we'd love to hear more because I know that sometimes it just seems like you put the radio station on and it feels like it's always been there. But the new 89.9 FM in the Rhinelander Eagle River area is new. Just on for about a month. We put it on about a month ago today, and it may take a while for some people to find it, but we're glad it's there, broadcasting the Ideas Network.
And we also have the new offering, the new show that is replacing the Veronica Rickert Show, which had been broadcast on Fridays from 9 until 11 on the Ideas Network. Now we have 45 North, hosted by Ann Strainchamps, and with lots of exciting shows on that. On 45 North, we had some great performances going on in Buck's studio on Friday.
Yeah, that was really neat, and had a little studio audience for each of those 2 hours. And it's meant to be a show that looks broadly at music and culture and a lot of the interests that, in fact, there was a comment here about how someone really appreciated it because it captured a little bit of what Gene Faraca used to do with Here on Earth. And I think that's right, that these sorts of topics remain an abiding interest of us at Wisconsin Public Radio. And so we have one of the most literate, sharpest hosts we could find anywhere, and Strange Hams, who many people know for her substituting or for her interview skills as one of the interviewers on our national show, to the best of our knowledge. And also, by the way, the creator of Wisconsin Life, which won one of those awards we were talking about at the beginning of the show.
Yep, and 45 North will be launching a book club of sorts, 45 North Reads, and this will be highlighting novelists in Wisconsin or in other parts of the Midwest. And it looks like the first one will be on May 10th at 10 o'clock with Benjamin Percy's Red Moon. So
I like the write-up. She says, think George Orwell crossed with werewolves.
There, of course.
Sounds like fun. And just another of the so many new things happening at WPR.
Let's go back to the phones. And Jerry in Madison is with us now. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. I love the People's Pharmacy on Saturday morning, but it's on between 6 and 7, and it's so early. Is there a rebroadcast of it? And the other thing I wanted to mention was, for your new show, a reality check on political statements would be really, really good.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Yeah, there's a repeat of People's Pharmacy. I believe it's at 2 until 3, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, now, because I know we're talking about adding these new shows, I don't know exactly whether we'll keep all of the repeats either in their place or so on. But that's right, 2 o'clock on Saturday is the People's Pharmacy, directly following the repeat of Zorba Pastor on Your Health.
Yeah, and the reason it's on at 6 in the morning, I know this from past experience, is that it's actually fed live at that time, Jerry. So people can call in live from 6 until 7. It would be repeated then in any other spot. So,
okay.
All right. Thanks very much. Next, we go to Patricia in Wauwatosa. Hi, Patricia.
Hello. I have a suggestion for a name to replace Former Ideas Network with Veronica Rickard. Called The Daily Express.
Yeah,
kind of like a newspaper sound, yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Wonderful. All right, The Daily Express. All right,
yeah.
I didn't follow up on the point our past caller made, saying that she thought a political reality check segment would be good for that.
Yeah, you know, we've occasionally had on, like on our Friday mm-hmm. news segments, we'll have that kind of PolitiFact check. We'll have those folks doing PolitiFact as guests. And it can be very challenging to do the reality check on the fly on the radio because it usually involves mm-hmm. some research. So I'm not always sure it will make a great call-in show, but maybe for the afternoon show where they're doing some of their segments in advance, that might be a really good idea. So we'll run that along. Thanks again, Jerry, for that suggestion, and Patricia for the Daily Express. The new show on WBEZ in Chicago that they're doing in the afternoon is called very simply The Afternoon Shift.
The afternoon
yeah.
shift. That's good. I like that. And I could be the morning shift.
That's right. And I've also heard The Way Home or On the Way Home. I thought that was a nice idea. And I'm sure that will generate a bunch, and definitely listeners keep coming up with them as well.
Mm-hmm. Larry Mueller is going on the road. He is going to be broadcasting live from Bayfield, the Bayfield in Bloom celebration that he has kicked off for the past 10 or 11 years, I think, Mike.
Yeah, that's right.
Are they going to be in bloom on Friday, May 17th, do you think, in Bayfield?
You know, they may or may not be. It's been probably pushing through an inch or two or 10 or 15 of snow. But, I've been up there a couple of times myself for Bayfield in Bloom, and the folks there are hearty folks. Or hearty, I guess is the right word. But both words apply, I guess. Really wonderful folks, and they embrace Larry and Judith and the whole crew so fully that it's just a wonderful experience to be there doing that live every year. A great tradition to kick off spring for the Bayfield area.
Yeah, I wish I could be there. We have from the listener logs a listener who wants to know, when will the info be available for the annual Western Wisconsin Big Top Chautauqua Tour? Do you know that, Mike?
I don't have an exact when it will be available. I know that it's in the plans again. For those who don't know about this, we have a couple of trips, including one from typically from the Eau Claire region, and sometimes inclusive of one or the other regions, to fill up a bus of folks that will go up for the Big Top Chautauqua. And I know that roughly the date is August 3rd or so, whatever that weekend is, because there's talk about whether to include the What Do You Know show, which is going to be there live that weekend on Saturday morning. And that might be part of the bus trip as well, if they think that folks will be interested in that. So I would say watch Radio Waves. If you're not already subscribed, you can subscribe to Radio Waves online under our newsletters link at WPR.org. And it will certainly be announced in there and on the Eau Claire regional page as well.
Let's go next to Beth in Green Bay. Hello, Beth.
Hi. I recently discovered a show Friday night called The Moth Radio Hour. Are you keeping that?
That is our plan. Yeah, we really love The Moth. In fact, it hasn't come to Green Bay yet, but if you happen to be traveling sometime to Milwaukee, there's a Moth event that takes place once a month that is, they call it a story slam. And some of the stories that are told at the story slam may someday end up being on the radio show. So I'm glad you like that.
Yeah, thanks very much, Beth, for the call. Let's see, we have time for another call or two. Matt in Madison. Hello, Matt.
Good morning. A few comments. One, I would personally like to see Q go in favor. If it has to be foreign programming, maybe something from the BBC or maybe from Germany. Canada's a little bit too close, and it just seems to be another angle on American politics.
The 51st state, huh?
Yeah, and it just... To me, Canadian programming is just a little bit too cheery. I sort of like the BBC and the Germans because they're a little more serious and you get more world news.
I thought you would have said gloomy.
Yeah. No, the ability, I think, for guests to be able to carry over a topic into the next hour, especially one that, and there's been a few over the last month that I would have liked to have been able to listen to another 15 or 20 minutes of just to wrap the you know, the idea or the topic up.
And yeah.
I think that would be a really nice freedom to give a particular host or a guest if more information is there.
Yeah, you know, once in a while we've tried things like having the guests stay with us online after the show, that kind of thing, because it really is true that with some topics, if you had the time with the guest, you could go for 15, 20, even 30 minutes more and still be getting at something really interesting. Definitely a challenge.
So, gosh, Mike, we only have a little bit of time left here. Anything else that we forgot to highlight that we should have highlighted?
Well, you know, there's just so much going on. There was a question that people were asking to hear when they're listening to our full-time classical station on HD. With their HD radio, or they can hear it online too on our live stream of that. They heard some newscasts and they really prefer not to. And the challenge is that from 9 to 3, we're actually simulcasting our regular analog broadcast, so with Norman and Anders and Laurie. And that has a couple of newscasts in it. Otherwise, there aren't newscasts on that service. But I understand if what you really want is music and it's anything but, that you might feel that way. But that's why that's happening.
Well, we'll have to just carry over some of these items for the next time you're on, Mike.
That's right.
So Mike will be on the first Monday in June. That's Monday, June 3rd, for another edition of Mondays with Mike. Thanks very much for being here.
And thanks to everybody who's called in and listened. I just really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
And if you have feedback for Mike, you don't have to wait for the first Monday of each month. You can also go to our website, WPR.org, and you'll see a spot there where you can send questions and comments to our Audience Services Center, and somebody can get back to you. You can always call us, too, at 1-800-747-7444, or send a send a note to 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.